This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. In Philadelphia this week, people from across the country are gathering in the same spot where the Declaration of Independence was signed a couple hundred years ago. They are hoping to come up with their own document outlining the future of the Occupy movement. Now, all this talk of the 1% and the 99% around Independence Hall got us wondering. Back in the days when Thomas Jefferson penned that famous phrase, "All men are created equal," how equal was America in terms of income and wealth distribution? From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark has some answers.
Back in the 1770s in colonial America, nobody was using terms like the 1% or the 99%. But if they had, this is what they would have found, according to Jeffrey Williamson, a retired economics professor at Harvard.
In 1774, the top 1% of households got 9.3% of income.
Compare that to America today, when the top 1% is bringing in about 20% of income. 9% versus 20%.
Wow.
Wow.
Even when you include slaves, Williamson says, America was actually the most egalitarian country in the world when it came to the difference between rich and poor. So what did the founding fathers have to say about that? I called up a guy who should know.
Hello, my dear citizens. This is Thomas Jefferson.
Actually, it's Clay Jenkinson, a historian and Jefferson impersonator. And he says the writer of the famous phrase, "All men are created equal," thought a lot about income inequality. In a letter to a friend describing the 13 colonies, he wrote, "The great mass of our population consists of laborers. The rich are few and of moderate wealth."
Can any condition of society be more desirable than this?
Jenkinson says Jefferson believed,
if you had a wild gap between the lives of the masses and the lives of the rich, that you would produce the French Revolution.
So why was income so much more equally distributed back then? A lot of it had to do with the fact that we were a new country, with plenty of land for the farming and even more out west for the next generation. By the Industrial Revolution, we were closer to the wide gap between rich and poor that's common today. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.